We are doing the Netivot Shalom on Parashat Toledot, and I want to dedicate our learning tonight to a fantastic couple out in New York. The husband sponsored this shiur in honor of his wife, Ahuva Risa Bat Shlomit. Hashem should give her complete health and happiness. I know they both lucked out. To the husband, I can say, he wrote in his email that he was surprised I remember him. He was in Machon Meir quite a few years ago. Not only do I remember him, I remember him often. And I am awaiting his return, as are the rest of the English department. And to both of them, I could say they really lucked out. Baruch Hashem, they're an amazing couple. Hashem should continue to bless them and their children. And we're waiting for them here in Israel. The topic is the wells. We know that Yitzchak redug the wells that his father had dug. Hinei b'parshatenu ma'arichat Torah kedoshah b'inyan ha'be'erot shechafru avot ha'kedoshim. Our Torah, our holy Torah, and our parsha goes to great lengths about the wells that our forefathers dug. U'chidichtiv, and as the verse writes, l'chol ha'be'erot asher chafru avdei aviv v'imei Avraham aviv, and all the wells that his father's servants had dug in his father's lifetime. Sitimum Pilishtim, the Philistines filled them, Vaimaleum Afar, and they filled them with dirt. Vayashov Yitzchak, Yitzchak returned, Vayachporet Beirot Amaim, and he redug the wells, Asher Chaferu Bimei Avraham Aviv, that they dug in the days of Avraham his father. Vacharkach, and then after we have the redigging of the wells, the Torah goes to great lengths to tell us in Yan Gimel HaBeirot, the three wells that Yitzchak initiated, Esek Sitnan Rechovot. In the end, Yitzchak declares, Ki ata rechiv Hashem lanu ufarinu ba'aretz. Now Hashem has given us breath, we will flourish in the land. Vod la'alan, and then we see again the Torah gives great length, Vayhi v'yomahu, on that day, Vayvo avde Yitzchak, Vayigidu lo alodot ha'be'er, Asher chafaru. They told him about the well they had dug, Vayomru lo matzanu mayim, they said we found water. Then the Pasuk tells us, Vayikrau ta shiva, he named the well Shiva, al ken shem ha'ir be'er sheva, that's why the city is called the Well of Sheva, Ad hayom hazeh, till this day. V'kvar amad b'zeh ha-Ramban, and the Ramban already stood on this point, al asher yisaper ha-katuv v'yarich b'inyan ha-be'erot, that the Pasuk seems to go to great length and detail with regard to the wells that were dug, ve'en b'kshutei ha-sipur to'elet. And the simple reading of the story seems to give us no message. She'tzarich leva'er, so we have to explain, what is the Holy Torah coming to teach us in this? And in essence, we have to explain what we find that Avimelech's servants and the Philistines, that they are the strengths of the other side, why did they fight so much over the wells? We find they have to refill Avram's wells. Then when Yitzchak and his servants initiate new wells, they fight over them. Just as we find right away when Avram digs his first well, the Torah tells us, Avram has to rebuke Avimelech over the well that Avimelech's servants had stolen. And so too what we find that the Philistines had to fill up the wells and they had to fight over them and have hatred over them. What was this big idea when it came to the wells? That the strengths of the other side took such an issue with the wells. So too we have to explain the fact that the verse says the whole city was named after the well. It was named the Well of Sheva till today. Shekvar b'Avram ne'emar, al ken kara l'makom ahu Be'er Sheva. By Avram it already states that Avram named the city Be'er Sheva, kisham nishbu shneim, for they both took a vow over there. U'madu atzel Avraham lochtiva d'yom hazeh. Why is it that by Avram, when Avram named the city Be'er Sheva, it does not say that the city was called Be'er Sheva till this day? Whereas by Yitzchak, the Pasuk stresses, that is why the city is known as Be'er Sheva till today. ובעצם אומרו ויקרא אותה שבעה ובאר שבע, and the actual fact that he calls it שבעה and באר שבע, יש מפרשים שהוא גם כן השם השבועה והברית בין יצחק לאבי מלך. Some of the commentaries say it's not the name of the well, but rather the well in the city got the name based on the vow he took with Avi Melech. אמנם פירוש זה קשה, but this understanding is difficult, שכבר הפסיק העניין באומרו וישכם יצחק והלכו מיתו בשלום. Because the topic seems to have switched. The Pasuk tells us they took a vow, then Yitzchak departs from Avimelech and his servants, then they dig the well, after Avimelech and his servants leave, they name it Be'er Sheva, and now the city's name is Be'er Sheva. Doesn't seem to be connected to the vow that was mentioned earlier. ואחר כך מתחיל עניין חדש. Only after Yitzchak departs, sends off Avimelech and his men, it seems to be starting a new topic. ויהי ביום ההוא, and that day, ויבוא עבדי יצחק ויגידו לו על אודות הבאר שחפרו. They told him about the well they dug. ומשמע שאין השם שבועה קשור לשבועה עם אבימלך. It seems like the name שבעה to the city and the well is not connected to the vow of Avimelech. והספורנו מפרש דקרא אותה שבעה כי הייתה באר השביעית. The Sforno explains they named this well the seventh well because it was the seventh well they dug. דאברהם חפר גימל בארות, even though we find Yitzchak only digging four, but Avram already dug three, כמו דכתיב בכל הבארות שחפרו עבדי אביו, ולא יאמר לשון בכל הבארות על פחות מגימל, ויצחק חפר עוד גימל בארות, עסק סתנה וחובות, אברהם דג three, יצחק דג another three named עסק סתנה וחובות, ובאר זה האחרונה הייתה השביעית, and this last well was the seventh. לכן קרא אותה שבעה, ועל כן שם עיר באר שבע, על שם הבאר השביעית, that's why he named it שבעה, and the city was also called באר שבע. ולכן אברהם נאמר שבע שובה בקמץ תחת השין מלשון שבועה. אברהם calls it באר שובה because it's like a שבועה, וכאן כתיב שבע בסגול מלשון מספר שבע, and here it's called שבע. שבע is the number, שובה comes from שבועה. ועדיין צריך ביור, but after all this he says we have to explain לפי זה מה המשמעות המיוחדת של הבאר השביעית. What's so important about the seventh well? You guys seem pretty tired. He's talking a lot about the wells. Like he said, the Torah is talking a lot about the wells. So in a minute he'll explain to us. The Bishlam Avram kara makom Be'er Sheva al shem ha-meorah ki sham nishbu shneim. Avram called it Be'er Sheva because of the vow, Shvua. Ach ma miyuchad b'chafirat ha-be'er ha-shvit. But what was so special that Yitzchak had to give a name to the well that was dug number 7, shedavka b'shvi kara al shmat shem ha-ir. And only there he names the city after the seventh well. What's so special? ומדוע לא קראו גם את הבארות הקודמים על שם מספרם? Why didn't they call it well 1, well 2, well 3, well 4? Only number 7 gets a number. דמשמע מכל זה שהייתה זו בשורה טובה מיוחדת בבאר השביעית. So it seems, he says, and this is the beginning of the explanation, that there was special good news when he heard they hit the seventh well. ויש לבאר העניין. So now we have to explain. דהנה עולם התיקון התחיל מאברהם אבינו. The world went in phases, right? You had darkness till Avram. 2,000 years, darkness. Then Avram comes onto the scene, and the world starts being fixed. He introduces monotheism. V'acharav imshichu l'taken sh'al vav haro'im, and following Avram, we had six other shepherds that continued fixing the world, right, to Shpizen. U'v'chlal ma she'tzich l'taken ba'olam ha'tikun, yesh et shivat yimei ha'binyan. And aside from what has to be fixed, there are the 7 days in which God created, the 7 days in which we built. You have 7 days of creation in the world, right? We have 7,000 years, we have 7 days, we have 7 days in the week, 6 in Shabbos. Every day has the things that you have to fix in that day. Avram, who began fixing things in the world, he began the 7 days of fixing, so to speak, ולכך חפר בארות שעניינם מקורות להיניקה דקדושה. And that's why he dug wells which have deeper meanings, that he presented the world with sources. When we speak about wells, we're not merely talking about places where you had underground water, but rather the wells represent the sources of holiness that Avram revealed in the world. וגימל הבארות שחפר, the 3 wells that Avram dug, הם גימל מקורות יניקה דקדושה. There are three sources where one can suck out, one can nurse out holiness. כנגד גימל הימים ראשונים של השבוע. They correspond to the first 3 days of the week. וזה העניין שמניעת קמו עליהם כוחות הסטרה אחת. And that's the idea that right away the forces of the other side arose, ligzolit mikorot ha'inikah dekdusha, to steal these sources so that people would not be able to get holiness from there. Kmo shenizkar, like the pasuk says, v'ochiach Avraham et Avimelech al odot ha'be'er asher gazlu avdei Avimelech. Avimelech, his servants, try to prevent that. When Avraham meets up with Avimelech, he fights him over there. V'acharei mot Avraham, and after Avraham's passing, sitmum plishtim v'aymalum afar. The Philistines covered it all up. There was no Avraham. They're erasing Avraham from the history books. They want to make his memory forgotten. They want to erase all his teachings, erase the sources of holiness that he presented the world. V'Yitzchak shav, so Yitzchak returned, v'chafar et kol be'erot ha'mayim shechafru avdei Avraham. And he redug the wells that the Avraham's servants had dug. Hainu et gimel ha'be'erot, that is the three wells, shem keneged gimel ha'yamim rishonim b'shavua. The first three things he redug, the first three wells, correspond to the first 3 days of the week. V'gam chafar ot gimel be'erot. And then he went on to dig another three wells, Esek, Sitna, v'Rechovot. He named them Esek, Sitna, and Rechovot. Ve'ita b'mgale amukot. And in the Kabbalistic work called the Megale Amukot, he writes, Shegimel elu em keneged gimel hayamim shelifnei Shabbat. These last 3 days correspond to the last 3 days of the week before Shabbos. Meaning, Yitzchak was continuing Avram's work. Shetiken Yitzchak od gimel yamin. Yitzchak was able to fix 3 more days. V'achar kach, and after that job was done, v'yavohu avdei Yitzchak v'yigidu lo al odot ha'be'er asher chafaru. Yitzchak's servants came and told him about the other well they had dug. Zeh ha'be'er ha'shvi'i. That's the 7th well. Shabbat Kodesh, the Holy Shabbos. V'yikra ota shiv'a, and so now that they've hit completion, he named that well the 7th, al ken shema ir be'er sheva, al shema Shabbat Kodesh, ha'be'er ha'shevi'it. So when he named it the 7th, he was stressing, this well corresponds to Shabbos. This is the 7th well. Shehi ha'mekor ha'ikari lekol sheshet ha'be'erot. We view the week as revolving around Shabbos. The first 3 days of the week get their strength from the previous Shabbos. The next 3 days of the week get their strength from the upcoming Shabbos, right? On a simplistic sense, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, we're still basking in the glow of Shabbos. We're still recovering from Shabbos. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we live in the hope for the next Shabbos. I had a friend who once told me, I live in perpetual lack of sleep. But on Shabbos, I catch up. So Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, I'm still living off of Shabbos sleep. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I'm living with the hope of I'll make it to Shabbos, I'll get more sleep. But we don't mean on that level. We mean on a much deeper level. So when Yitzchak hit the 7th well, so then he had hit completion. He had hit Shabbos. And Shabbos is really the source, the main source, for the 6 other wells. Shemimena shofat ha'inika lekol ha'be'erot. From Shabbos, we have, so to speak, the overflowing into all the other wells. Kmo de'ita b'zohar ha'kadosh. Like the Holy Zohar writes, kol bircha'an dile'eila v'tata. All blessings from above and below, b'yom ha'shvi'a'a talyan. They are contingent on the 7th day. There's even a Hasidic thought that the hours of Shabbos correspond to our week. If you miss Minyan Friday night, it corresponds to a certain aspect of Sunday's Avodat Hashem and Monday's Avodat Hashem. Shabbos morning corresponds to Tuesday and Wednesday, and Shabbos afternoon corresponds to Thursday and Friday. The Shabbos hours are broken down in correspondences. וזה הייחוד של הבאר השביעית שנקראת שבעה על שם המספר שבע. And that's the uniqueness of the 7th well, which is called the 7th because of the number 7. שהקדוש ברוך הוא אוהב שביעיות. The Talmud tells us God loves the 7s. והיא כנגד השבת קודש אשר מן הבאר ההיא ישקו כל האדרים וכל כוחם של ישראל הם שואבים מהעניקה של שבת קודש. Because that 7th well corresponds to the Holy Shabbos, the well from which all flocks can drink, all the strength of the Jewish people, they get from the Holy Shabbos. Ve'al pi zeh mevu'ar, and based on this we can understand, madu rak etzel Yitzchak ne'emar ad hayom hazeh. Why is it that only by Yitzchak it says the city was named Be'er Sheva till this day? Why doesn't it say it by Avram? Ve'lo etzel Avraham, ki etzel Avraham nikra makom Be'er Sheva, Be'er Shava, al shem ha'shvua. By Avram it was named Be'er Shava, corresponding to the Shivua. Ve'ashvua ita rak l'shaita, and that was a temporary promise between the two. Ve'ina ad hayom hazeh, that's not something that's till today. Aval etzel Yitzchak nikra ken al shem ha'be'er ha'shvi'it. But by Yitzchak it was called Be'er Sheva because of the seventh well. Here Shabbat Kodesh, that's the Holy Shabbos. Shehi ikar mekor ha'inika l'chol sheshet ha'be'erot sheshet yimei ha'maaseh. That is the prime source for the six wells, the 6 days in which we create. Bekoch ze kayam na'ad ad hayom hazeh. And that strength that Yitzchak uncovered is existent till today. Ve'al pi ha'amur, and based on what we've said, yesh lever gam ha'lashon she'ne'emar, we can also explain that which the pasuk says, Vayavo abdei Yitzchak vayigidu la'alodot ha'be'er asher chafaru. Yitzchak's servants came and told them about the well they had dug. Vayomeru lo matzanu ma'im. They said, we found water. She'ba'av echad min ha'be'erot lo ne'emar, that by none of the other wells does it say, she'ba'o levaser lo tabsura tova matzanu ma'im. Doesn't say they came and said, we found water. 6 other wells are dug, and it doesn't say this type of description. They came and said, we found water. Umam chadesh lanu ha'pasuk b'zeh. So what's the pasuk teaching us in this? Achen al pi ha'amur, be'er ha'shvi'it keneged Shabbat Kodesh, based on what we said, that this well corresponds to the Holy Shabbos, she'im mekor ha'bracha lekol ha'brachot, that's the source of blessing for all blessings, harei zo hayta simcha ha'gdola. That was their great happiness. Shebao lomar matzanu mayim. They came to tell Yitzchak, look, we found water. Shenifdach ha'be'er shel Shabbat Kodesh. They said, we've uncovered the well of the Holy Shabbos, the Beitalim kol berchan dilela betetata. That all the blessings from above and below are contingent on this well that we've uncovered. Bezeu she'ericha ha'torah kdosha b'inyan ha'be'erot. And that which the Torah goes to great length describing the wells, shehem ha'yesod she'inichu avot ha'kdoshim ad hayom hazeh. The wells are really the foundations which the forefathers left till today. Be'erot ha'in nika v'abracha. The wells through which we can nurse, through which we have blessing, shem shichu, shemhem yinku Yisrael kedusha tzof kol adorot. They uncovered sources from which we can take strength till the end of all generations. Val ken lachmu al ze kol hazman kochot ha'sitracha. That's why we always find the other side fighting against it. Ki yadu she'elu hem hamkorot ha'inika shel klal Yisrael. Because they knew this was the source of nursing for the Jewish people. And Bezrat Hashem, we will conclude this. We have only 2 paragraphs left. But you'll be here tomorrow, right? Yeah. So I'll finish it Bezrat Hashem tomorrow night.